Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really tearing into something fascinating.
Yeah, what's on the agenda?
It's called the Human Capital Advantage. Basically, we're quantifying the bottom line value of employee-centric sustainability.
Ah, right. Moving beyond just the environmental piece.
Exactly. Our mission is to find the hard numbers, the proof that investing in employees through sustainability, well, it isn't just nice. It's actually a powerful financial driver.
Okay.
We got some surprising facts lined up, and we're going to debunk that old idea of these being just, soft benefits.
Well, it's interesting you frame it like that because the whole sustainability conversation, it really has evolved, hasn't it?
How so?
It's gone way past just risk mitigation, ticking boxes for compliance. Now it's truly strategic. We're talking long-term value creation and human capital. It's not just a stakeholder anymore. It's really emerged as the central engine driving that value. It's a fundamental shift.
Okay, let's unpack that shift then. Because for years, it felt like companies only saw the hard numbers in sustainability,
Like energy savings, waste reduction, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And anything about employee well-being or engagement, that often got dismissed. Too soft, right? Too hard to measure.
That was definitely the perception. That was the hurdle.
But you're saying that's cracking now. What finally forced the change?
Well, the data is just unequivocal now. We're seeing the financial impact of, say, attracting talent, keeping talent, boosting productivity.
Wow.
It actually offers a bigger, more defensible financial return in many cases.
Bigger than the environmental savings.
Often, yes. Think about Bob Willard's early work on the triple bottom line.
People, planet, profit. Yeah.
Right. That people pillar, it's really evolved. It's now a primary quantifiable value driver. The numbers prove it.
Okay, so this is where I think it gets really interesting. You mentioned attracting talent. There's this idea of a generational mandate for purpose.
Oh, absolutely. Millennials, Gen Z.
For them, a job isn't just, well, a job, is it? It's like an extension of their personal values.
That's exactly right. They want alignment.
And they'll walk away if they don't get it.
The data is pretty stark. I mean, something like 75% of Gen Zs and millennials, they actively consider a company's societal impact when they're choosing an employer.
75%.
Wow. And get this, 40, maybe 44% have actually rejected job offers because the company's values didn't align with theirs.
Rejected offers.
Yeah.
That's significant. So how does that translate financially?
Directly. Companies that get this right see up to a 50% reduction in recruitment costs.
50%.
And they hire faster, too. There's even this compelling stat, MBA graduates, they're willing to take a pay cut, on average around $13,700 a year.
Just to work for a company they see as socially responsible.
Exactly. That's a huge competitive advantage right there. You can't really ignore that.
No, you can't. That MBA stat is powerful.
Yeah.
But okay, let's pivot slightly. That leads us right into keeping the talent you attract. Retention. We hear about the cost of turnover, but maybe break it down for us. Just how much are we talking when someone walks out the door?
Oh, it's staggering, really. Replacing an employee, typically it costs maybe 1.5 to 2 times their annual salary.
Okay, that's already a lot.
But for senior roles, highly specialized roles, it can skyrocket up to 400% of their salary.
400%. Ouch.
Yeah. But here's the flip side, the loyalty link. When employees feel their company, makes a positive difference, they are 11 times more likely to stay long term.
11 times.
So a strong commitment to ESG, environmental, social governance, that directly leads to lower turnover. We're seeing reductions of 28% to 50%.
And for a big company.
For large organizations, that translates into multi-million dollar savings every single year. Straight to the bottom line. It's not fuzzy. It's hard cash.
Okay, so we've got attracting them, keeping them.
Mm-hmm.
What about making them more effective while they're there? How does sustainability boost actual productivity?
Good question. We're seeing gains from two main sources, really. First, the physical environment itself. Investing in green workplaces, think better air quality, natural light, good design.
Right, makes sense.
That alone can lead to, say, 8 to 11% improvements in productivity. Some studies even show cognitive ability on complex tasks can literally double.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. There's a company, Plantronics. They estimated a 2.1 million annual productivity boost just from their green office renovation.
Wow. Okay, so that's the physical space. What's the second source?
It's that purpose-driven culture we talked about. When employees feel their work has, like, special meaning, they are 56% more likely to spot innovation opportunities. Think of Lockheed Martin, their employee green teams. They came up with ideas that save millions in operational efficiencies.
So it's driven from the employees themselves, too.
Exactly. It's almost ironic, isn't it? Businesses chasing the bottom line find the best leverage by, well, genuinely investing in their people.
Absolutely. So let's try and pull this all together. What does it mean in aggregate? What's the total financial picture look like?
Right. The quantified business case. If you take a large division, let's say 5,000 employees, implementing this kind of authentic employee-centric sustainability, it can generate over $58
million. $58
million. Annually. Yeah. Annually, yes. Through the combined impact of retention savings, productivity gains, and recruitment advantages.
That's huge.
It really shifts the perspective. Human capital isn't a cost center. It's arguably the most powerful, quantifiable engine for creating long-term value. That $58 million, it's basically a blueprint for competitive advantage.
Looking at it like that, the whole financial case, it's truly transformative. Really challenges the old ways of thinking, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Which leads to maybe a final thought for you, the listener.
Yeah.
Given these clear, quantified financial upsides, what might be the true, perhaps hidden cost for companies that are not prioritizing this kind of authentic, human-centric sustainability, especially in the talent landscape we see today?
That is definitely something to chew on. A powerful question. We really encourage you to explore your own organization's potential here. That human capital advantage.